Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Friday, September 25th, and this is another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear another drop of education and get a little bit of inspiration to move us forward in our days, helping us as we work to utilize natural solutions for healthier, empowered living in our daily lives, both personally in our lives, our helping us in our work, as well as for some of us, this is our work. This is what we do. We are wellness advocates in the world, whether that's just for fun, part-time as a hobby, or for some of us who are doing it full-time. Well, today on Friday, we gather to share stories, to share experiences, and to uplift each other and to remind each other that there are some similarities between us all, but there are some very big differences, and it's very important that we learn to use these oils wisely with ourselves, our bodies, that we learn to wisely advocate the usages of them with other people. And so to hear stories of what other people are using, what other people are doing, and the experience they're getting is a very important element to any community. So today, to share your experience, and all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad. Come on out and just share a little something real fast with the members. Again, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and I'll be able to see that and bring you on the call. As far as today and what would be appropriate and what are some things that we're looking forward to hearing today would be things not only to do with the product, but in products that you've used, but also challenged a number of you in the past to go out there and to ensure that you are following up with the people that you've given samples to. They're following up with your actual customers, the people who paid you for their products, and that you're working to gather stories from them. Because those stories, not necessarily to share with us but here as a community, it would be great to invite them out here to share their stories themselves. But if anything, to ensure that you are consistently being fed with good, uplifting information. Good uplifting stories of people who are doing amazing things and the good that you're doing by sharing them in the world. The other thing we can talk about, too, that I'd like to hear from is anybody sharing stories from conference. The doTERRA Annual Users Conference was barely less than 2 weeks ago now. It seems like it's been a very long time since then. At the same time, it barely seems like yesterday I had the chance to meet with a number of you in person and see the science behind the community behind what they're doing. And so to kick this off, again, all you need to do is press 1 on your keypad to share your story. I'm going to share a little bit, one testimonial that I had from conference. And then we'll go ahead and jump into the callers. And we've got one or two people in queue now, so I'll make this quick and concise. But for me, the biggest thing that I took with from conference is, as many of you know, I mentioned on here in the show that I've had a shoulder injury, and I had talked about lemongrass and peppermint being something that's helped. Of course, the deep blue polyphenols being very important as well. But here's what my testimonial is. When I was at conference, I was trying to get my computer out of my bag, and I pulled my arm the wrong way. That's all it took, is a small pull. It was a slight sprain on my shoulder, but it hurt. It hurt bad. And a number of people saw me grimace, apparently. And before I could lift my eyes up, I had a number of people around me offering me oils, offering me this. And I'll tell you, the rest of the day I was in pain, and sometimes I couldn't hide it. And if you're ever in a place that you don't want people to know you're in pain, it's a doTERRA Wellness Advocate Convention. Because I had bottles of oil flying at me left and right. I have never been in a place where so many people were so, not only could they see through my thinly veiled pain to want to help, not only could they see through my mask, no matter how hard I tried, so not only were they very perceptive people, but today they're the most compassionate, considerate, and loving people that I've ever met. And so to see how the culture, that the training that doTERRA as a company is providing to their wellness advocates. It's working. Why is it working? Because it's already resonating with a lot of people who compassionately, genuinely want to share natural solutions for very real challenges in life, like very real shoulder pain, very real pains, very real challenges. And so to see how the business building component of this, and I come from the business world and business development world, and I know how companies like to talk a good talk, but you never really see that translated into the culture quite, do you? And I saw that firsthand in the members as well as in the staff and in the leaders of doTERRA. And I've got a number of other things I'd love to share, but that's one thing I'd like to just share with the group today and just thank all of you who were there to support me and everybody, literally everybody at doTERRA for what they're doing to create and reinforce a culture of compassionate care for others, of getting outside of ourselves and getting outside of our comfort zones to just ask other people, are you open to learning about natural solutions for healthier living? Are you open to learning about natural medicines? Are you open to learning about natural ways to help heal yourself, to help heal that pain, to whatever we can say appropriately? I need to take my claims class. But let's go ahead and move on to the next callers. Area code 480-570. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
This is Tanya.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Well, gosh, you kind of got me a little bit teary because, you know, sharing your experience and, you know, it was actually a perfect leadway into what I was going to share. You mentioned the culture of doTERRA, and that's kind of what I wanted to jump on today because it's kind of been on my mind the last couple of days and conversations that I've had with people. And so I just wanted to briefly just kind of share my perspective because I've had a couple conversations. It's interesting. There's, you know, the buzz now of essential oils, and more people are hearing about essential oils. In particular, you know, sometimes there are other companies out there and sometimes we're approached by other people and, you know, them kind of having this negative stigma towards, you know, network marketing companies. And they have actually, you know, just recently, you know, we hear comments and a couple of friends shared with me this week being approached by, you know, these people saying, well, why would you buy here when you can get these really cheap oils here? And they're the same quality and, you know, they'll whatever they want to say about it. But the reality is, and this is why I love doTERRA as a company, is because of this culture that you talk about. You know, going to convention, that was something that everyone that came to convention came away with that greater understanding and greater appreciation for what doTERRA as a company is doing and the mission that they have, which is to really truly care about people and make a positive impact in the world. And you don't see that anywhere else. And the fact that they're actually living what they preach, where we are now forming these cooperatives, and we talk about this all the time, and I think in all of our conversation now, from here on out, that's going to be what I'm sharing about why I'm here with doTERRA, not just because the oils, but because the oils are coming from places where we are actually going into these countries. And we're making a difference in economies where we're working with the farmers and those in these poor places that are in poverty-stricken lands and economies that don't have a way of living that you know, 1,000 years ago, they're living these same lifestyles. And yet doTERRA is going in and seeing what they can do to provide for these companies or for these countries and raising people out of poverty by giving them jobs and supplying them with education and hospitals and clean running water. I mean, things that we take for granted here in the U.S. and in different parts of the world where we have so many things that we take for granted. And so for me, just seeing what doTERRA is doing, it really is amazing, and it's something that I love being a part of. That knowing that every single bottle of oil that I use, that it may be coming from somewhere where I'm helping that person. And so I feel glad to be able to purchase these oils because I know that it's making an impact in someone's life somewhere else. And so when people ask me, you know, why are you buying from doTERRA? I know that the mission is greater than the bottle of oil, the price of that bottle of that oil. And that price of that oil is a reflection of what we're doing for people around the world, both in terms of how we're supporting that country from which it's sourced, and also how we're changing people's lives. And the fact that doTERRA's commission scale, when you look at the commission scale, we really are using that retail markup to help benefit people who are sharing. And it's the same retail market that you would find in any grocery store. So people that say, oh, you know, you're paying too much for oils. First of all, doTERRA will always pay a higher price for oils, and they've said that because they want to pay a fair price without the middleman involved so that the farmer actually gets the profit of that what that oil is worth. And then whatever the retail market is, they're helping us as wellness advocates. They're using that that profit not only for the company, obviously, to go out and continue to create these relationships and help other people in other places, but for us to now benefit our families and to be able to share this amazing gift with other people. I mean, how awesome is that, that we are a part of something like that that can benefit people's lives in so many different ways? And so I'm just really grateful. I mean, I could tell you so many different stories and experiences that I've personally had, but to me, that's doTERRA's biggest difference, not to mention the science and all the scientists and the doctors and people that are now coming on board because they see what doTERRA is doing. They see what their mission is, and they want to be a part of it. You know, people that are in the medical field, they went into that field because they want to help people. And now they see what doTERRA is doing on a bigger scale, and they want to be a part of that as well. And so we are creating this movement and this culture of people who genuinely care, that we want to go and help people, and we are using this model of network marketing to be able to do that. And so for me, it's a great blessing to be a part of, and I'm just so grateful for this opportunity and my impact in the world in a small way. So anyway, thanks. That's all I had to share, Ryan.
Oh, thank you, Tanya. And I would say that we could stand on the ground of science and say, and I'd love to at some point we'll be talking more about the ARC plot and the different science, the different tools, the different ways that doTERRA really is distinguishing the product. But I just would like to say that I think because it's how they source and everything you just mentioned, Tanya, that it makes a big difference in not only the buyer's perception of what you're buying into, but it makes a difference in the quality of the oil you get when the people who are producing it, the people who are growing it, the people who are harvesting it, the people who are distilling it, are all well cared for, and they love the company they're working with like the rest of us. So thank you for sharing that, Tanya. Let's move on. We've got a couple few more people in the queue. Area code 480-519. Welcome to the show.
Oh,
area
hi.
Code 480-519.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, welcome.
Sorry. Hi. My name is Deanna Lawrence, and I've been really enjoying this program. I didn't really give a lot of thought to, you know, how much is being done, you know, as Tanya was saying, in third world countries or places where maybe they don't have all the luxuries that we take for granted and enjoy, that we're helping them with their, standard of living and being able to support their families as well. I think that's pretty awesome. But the reason for my call was kind of a little testimonial. A couple of weeks ago, we have several dogs, and we have a couple chihuahuas, and we woke up one morning, and one of our little chihuahuas, his throat and neck and face were just, he looked like a pot-bellied pig. He was so swollen up. Had to take his collar off. It was choking him. His neck was all bruised from his collar. It was kind of scary, and we thought maybe he'd, you know, gotten stung by a scorpion or eaten something, had an allergic reaction. We didn't know. And so I was fixing to take him into the vet, and, it was going to be if anybody's ever taken a pet to the vet, you know, it's not cheap. And then I thought to myself, you know, that's crazy. I've got these oils here, and I know that they work for animals too. And I happened to have a tear sheet that referenced, you know, different oils that could be used on dogs and what they might be used for. And so I referenced that, and it recommended frankincense and lavender. And so over the course of the next couple of days, every couple hours or so, I would put just a dab of frankincense. I would alternate them, so frankincense, and then next time was lavender. And every couple of hours, I just put a little dab under his, I don't know what you, under his forearm, the foreleg, you know, in the little pit area there where there's less hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 2 days, but he just healed right up, like it just melted away. And before I started giving him the oils, he was really listless and not himself at all, just not a happy guy, obviously not feeling well. And within probably 10 minutes of the very first application of oil, his whole demeanor had changed. He was running and playing, and he's still swollen as heck, but he was happy, and just a complete change in behavior from, and his first oil that I first applied was frankincense, and it was almost immediate, the change in him. So for those of us who love our pets, and there are a lot of people, their pets are their kids, you know, and this is a product that can benefit every member of the family.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It really, and it took having a tear sheet and having that information with you. And this is the value of us, you know, being able to be advocates and to share information, be willing and being free to share information with other people. Because, yeah, you know what? Some people are just going to throw it away. It's not going to mean a lot to them. But some people, it's going to hang around in their house. And
mm-hmm.
when the need arises, it'll be there. So thank you very much for sharing that test that with us, Deanna. I appreciate that very much.
Sure thing.
We'd love to have you come out again, by the way. I'd love to have you come out again, so thanks so much for jumping out.
No problem.
Let's go ahead and keep the calls going. We've got quite a few people in queue here. So if you want to add anything, remember you can go ahead and press 1 on your keypad to jump into the queue. Our area code 480540. Area code 480540. Lots of numbers that start with 5 today. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's Holly. How are you?
Good, Holly. How are you?
I'm great. Well, if we only have a few minutes left, then I'm going to make this really fast. My first thought was, I love using Purify for mosquito bites. If anybody has issues, they go away very, very quickly. Second thing is, My real reason for sharing was when I listened to Tanya, it really just struck a chord with me. I wanted to do a testimonial about the income with doTERRA, because I was with a friend that I hadn't seen for years and years a few months ago, and he asked me, so are you rich? And I said, no, money's just a tool. And it made me start thinking that in the culture of doTERRA, they're not flashy. They're not going to show you a Mercedes or a Rolex. They're going to show you how real people should be using money as a tool, and how getting out of debt is one of doTERRA's mission statements. Their goal is to help more people get out of debt and live with cash and peace and security than any other company I've ever met, and I think it's amazing. So I just wanted to highlight some of the richness that I've received out of doTERRA, and one of them is great relationships that I've been able to have, whether it's people I've just met, people on my team, people cross-lines such as yourself. Relationships have been just flourishing. I love the friendships that I have with like-minded people. The second thing is the health that I have. I now live pain-free. Most of the days, I don't have to get up out of bed just grimacing, as you said, with fibromyalgia anymore. And my family is rarely ever sick, because if something comes around, it's not going to last more than a day. And so I love the health, the rich with health. I love the richness of my relationships with my family now, because with the personal development that we focus on, I've become a better person for myself. I've been able to become more clear on my communication and my positive attitude. So I love the richness of my relationships. And last but not least, I love that even though I had a failing business back in 2010 and I thought I was going to go into bankruptcy because of the recession here in the United States, I actually now can pay cash for anything. So I love that I don't have to live in fear of paying for my bills and not having things that I need and want. So thank you to doTERRA and to the culture of doTERRA. I think that this is probably the most amazing thing that I've ever been able to be involved in my life.
Holly, thank you for sharing that. What else could be said? I mean, all the different ways that the richness can come about from, and Holly, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot real fast, would you agree, you know, wholeheartedly or somewhat that the simple process of being open to learning, open to using, and open to sharing, how big of, you know, how important was just that for you in getting you to where you're at now?
It's a very clear importance, high likelihood that if you're open to learning, you're going to be open to sharing, and then you are going to be open to this richness of life that is available. So just simply start with being open to learning and open to sharing. It's fabulous.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing what you have. I know obviously you've been blessed and we've been blessed in turn from hearing from you, and obviously you wouldn't be enjoying those riches. This is what I love about doTERRA and about this model that we build, this that for those of us who are building a business under, you cannot enjoy success in this business without creating success in others. That's the reality of the situation. And so the success that you have is obviously a testimony to the success that you're helping creating in others, and that's a beautiful thing. So thank you for coming out and sharing that. Let's go ahead and move on. We've got area code 602-930. Area code 602-930.
Hello, Ryan.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, sorry. Hey, Ryan, this is Ron Doyle. I just wanted to add to what Holly said and also your wrap-up at the end there. The risk of this business is exactly that, the risk of building relationships that will provide and nurture them. And I love that the reward is actually the compensation plan is built around that building of relationships. So the more people you're able to help with the oils and to help with their financial freedom, the more you're rewarded through the compensation plan. So it's built-in mechanism for being bold and getting out, sharing, and being compensated for that, and finding out what people's needs are and what they want and how they'd like to join you and partner with you in that. So that was beautiful. Thank you, Holly. I wanted to share something. You know, when people go to convention, they call, you know, a lot of people come back from convention, they're really hyped up, and a lot of, you know, professional development say, don't get the suntan effect, you know, go to convention, and, you know, 2 weeks later, you know, it's fizzled out, and, you know, keep that momentum and that enthusiasm. And so I was very excited the reason I'm calling, to remind people to look up the convention recap. Go to doTERRAEveryday.com, click on the convention recap tour, find a date in your area, and book your tickets as soon as possible. We have one coming up in Mesa, and so I was able to book that with my wife. So my wife's going to be introduced to doTERRA for the first time, doTERRA the company. She loves the oils. She loves supporting me in the business to build this wonderful business and build these relationships. And so to continue that enthusiasm, I'm really able to connect for the first time with my wife, being able to go to the event because she wasn't able to join me at convention, and really have her see what a great company this is, really learn about the fundamentals of the company, even in the convention recap. So if anyone didn't get to convention this year, get to the convention recap and then set your goal for next year to be at that convention. It will change your life. I guarantee it.
Beautiful, Ron. I absolutely agree. It's one thing understanding the products. It's another thing once you start seeing the leadership team of a company talk, once you start seeing the people who are a part of the the business, as well as the people who are just there because they love the oils. It's amazing. It really does change things. So doTERRAEveryday.com for the recap. Thank you for sharing that. We absolutely, I did not know that those were on there. So thank you for sharing that.
Real quick, if I might, one other thing. I literally was brought to tears last night. A woman that I started working with as a success coach, mm-hmm. and working with her to help her as a beginner within this company, within the team here that we have under Tanya and Jason. And she had asked me, you know, her grandmother was suffering from some irritability associated with Alzheimer's. And so she asked me what oils would be effective. And, of course, you know, we can't make medical claims and we can't treat, cure, prevent, or diagnose. However, we talked about frankincense and how that's a brain oil, and she bought some of that, and also the Lifelong Vitality Pack. And her family was very negative about it, as far as, oh yeah, the oils, like, that's really going to help. This grandmother, this loving grandmother of this family, is now feeling better, not irritable. They were going to have to, because the irritability put her into a nursing home where they could better manage that. And she is now able to stay home with her family. I was brought to tears last night, and so thankful and grateful, because if I had not had that conversation with that person, her grandmother might not be home with her family. So this is absolutely changing lives, and I had to share that today.
Well, how could you not? Yeah. Think of this, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever you use your oils, think of stories like this. Think of the families that are being helped above and beyond what you're getting, and think of the families that are being helped not only because of the product, but because of the company's commitment to co-impact sourcing and all of and how we benefit those people in the supply chain. Thank you for coming out and sharing that, Ron. And keep doing what you're doing. You're obviously doing good work. So thank you.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too. All right. We've got area code 915-581. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brad.
Hey.
I just
Hi, welcome to the show.
Okay, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I lost this number for a long time, and I just got back on, and I was looking for Joe.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's still a part of our community. He's still a part of our community. Did you have something that you wanted to share with us? Is there something we can? Are you a product user?
I was just looking for Joe. Is he
okay.
around?
Yeah, he's still a part. Yeah, I'm not sure if he's on the call right now or not, but I can't necessarily bring him out on the call. But yeah, he's still a part of our community.
I'll get back with him. I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thanks for jumping out, and thanks for jumping into our community. We do appreciate it. Let's go ahead and keep, we got another person in queue, area code 520560. Area code 520560, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. This is Ruthann.
Hi, Ruthann.
Brian, it was nice meeting you at convention.
Very much so. It was a pleasure meeting you, too.
Hey, I believe it was at that same pre-convention meeting that we met that, they had people stand up and kind of get to know one another just a bit, you know, just to speak to one another. It was just kind of a little activity that they had. And in one of the conversations that I had with a gal, she said that, you know, I asked her how long she'd been in doTERRA, and I believe she said maybe since June. And I said, oh, well, you know, how are you doing? And she said, you know, what brought you here? And she said, well, actually, I was a diamond with another company that's probably our biggest competitor, and I said, wow, so why are you here? And she said, it's because of integrity. She recognized the integrity that the whole company of doTERRA has, and she felt that she and her husband had made the decision that it was worth leaving the money and the organization that they had built to come over to doTERRA because of integrity. And I felt that, like, that was really, really, it spoke volumes to me and about the company as well, because, you know, they felt like they had a good product. They had a huge organization. She said they only brought maybe 3 or 4 people with them when they came. I just think that's huge, because we do. And personally, that's what I see, and that's one thing that I can feel really good about when I share with people, is I know that I do have 100% backing from a company that I can completely endorse. And very often that's the way I introduce it, is because I feel like this company is so amazing in their integrity, and just I feel like I can share with full confidence that I am giving them the best that's out there.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think you hit it on the head. A firm foundation gives us a foundation to build off of.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're building on a shaky foundation, can we really build confidently?
And right. And I love it.
Well, yeah. And thank you for your passion and enthusiasm in sharing that. We do appreciate it, and I appreciate you. It was a pleasure meeting you, and I would just like to, you know, reaffirm that, ladies and gentlemen, what, you know, going back to what Ron said, if you weren't there at convention, go watch those recaps on doTERRAEveryday.com. Go there and look for local events so you can experience this for yourself. Thank you for sharing that, Ruth. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we set up? We got two more people in queue before we can wrap up for the day. I know we're starting to run long, but is there anything else you wanted to share before we wrap up for the day?
Just a real quick story, very similar to the last one. I had speaking to this man about his wife who has rheumatoid arthritis, and I said, you know, we've got some stuff that might be able to help, and he would kind of rush off after I'd bring it up. He would just kind of, okay, gotta go, talk to you later. You know, he didn't really want to talk about it, and I didn't know what the deal was, and so I had just decided I was just going to forget it. But then I met another gal who's in another group with doTERRA, and she invited me to this class, and who was there but the lady that, the wife of this man, and she ended up buying, I believe, like $400 worth of product to help her. And it was right before they took off for the summer. And I saw him and I said, wow, your wife, you know, got some stuff and she will enjoy it. And he looked at me and goes, yeah, it's voodoo stuff. And that was all he had to say. And so I'm kind of like, ooh. So he came back and came over to our house and shook my hand. And he said, the first thing that came out of his mouth, I've got to apologize to you for calling that stuff voodoo. She is feeling better. So I was just so happy to hear that, because I knew she would if she would use it. But it was exciting to hear that from him.
Overcoming perceptions, right? And hats off to him for being bold enough and being man enough to come back and admit when
mm-hmm.
he was wrong.
Exactly. That was all that was said. I didn't rub it in.
And that's what we can do. We can be gracious, because many of us, look, the reality is that there are many people out here who were drowning, you know, we're drowning in skepticism. We're swimming in a sea of opportunities, but we're drowning in that sea of skepticism. And so please, so we can forgive them for that. So thank you for doing that. What a wonderful story to share. Ruth Ann, thanks for coming out and sharing that. Let's go ahead, and we've got area code. Let's move on to these last couple callers here. We've got area code 480-980. Welcome to the call.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Hello? Hey, it's Jenny Green. I'm just looking for Joe. Just kidding. Joe's great. I miss him on Fridays. Tanya and Jason wanted me to call in today and just share a little bit of product experience. I love all the business experience everybody shared, but I have the coolest thing that saved me a lot of money here recently. I'm only 40, and I have a really clear face. I'm kind of fair-skinned, and I developed this hilarious little skin tag underneath my eye, kind of in between my nose and my eye. And it honestly looked like I had this funky little wart thing, and I got so, I guess, self-conscious about it. Anytime I'd be talking to somebody, I could kind of see their eyes kind of go towards that little skin tag, this little bump underneath my eye, made me look like a witch. So I made the appointment with the dermatologist to go have it taken care of, but it kind of bothered me to spend. I have a pretty high copay with my insurance. It's such a simple procedure. It would have taken 3 appointments. I had to have the dermatology, first the consult, and then the removal appointment, and then a follow-up appointment, and I had high copays for all of them. So I was looking at a little bit of an out-of-pocket expense. So I've removed other things with doTERRA. I've used the oils for 5 years. I'm pretty skilled in use. So I mixed up a bottle of diluted oregano and frankincense oil, just a 50-50 dilution with a little glass dropper. And every single day, whenever I'd look in the mirror, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, I'd brush my teeth or go to the bathroom or whatever, and I had that little bottle sitting there, and I would just tap that skin tag, being really careful not to let any of the oil get close to my eye. It was close enough to the corner of my eye that it could have burned. Just tapped that skin tag with the frankincense and oregano oil in a coconut oil dilution. Did that maybe 4 or 5 times a day. After a week, that skin tag started to shrink and turn really hard, and 2 weeks in, it completely fell off. So I saved myself tons of money, was able to remove it really easily. And what was interesting was how that it didn't harm any of the skin around the perimeter. Underneath was perfect, just that unsightly witch's growth died and fell off. But the skin underneath was perfect. I'm a couple months out now. You can't even tell anything was there. The skin under my eye is just absolutely perfect. So I saved money. I don't look funky anymore. And it was just awesome. Probably $2 worth of oil. I didn't even use the whole bottle of frankincense or oregano oil. It's just a few drops. So that is my funny skin tag testimonial of the day.
Wow. So, and now, did you dilute it with coconut oil? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh, yep. So half coconut oil and then 50% frankincense and oregano.
And then, and you applied it, you said, multiple times a day?
Yeah, probably 4 or 5 times a day.
Okay, so just keeping a little ball to buy you. Yeah, so, yeah, so keeping that with you. And we've had a couple other callers on here with similar stories in the past, too, around the skin growth. And the exact same thing, that the skin around it stayed healthy. The skin underneath it was healthy. So not to say that you're not unique, but the circumstances is far from unique. This is something that we continue to see, but I haven't seen frankincense mixed with oregano. We have seen frankincense with melaleuca. Just curious as to why you, if you don't mind me asking you, since you're here, why oregano and not melaleuca? Because that was the combination that I've heard in the
because
past.
Because I did a class on skin tags through Aromahead Institute, and it was frankincense and oregano. So I know that for moles and warts, sometimes the melaleuca is okay, but skin tags are a little more fibrous, and the oregano oil just really did the trick.
Gotcha. Well, now that's something I didn't. Now that's something I learned right there. It's beautiful. And it was a pleasure meeting you too at conference as well. Thank you for showing up there. Thank you for everything that you've shared here and everything you've shared here today.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Tell Joe hi for me. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. Let me make sure there's no one else here in the queue. I think we're taken care of. We have run long. Thank you everybody for staying on as long as you have. We have one more caller in the queue I just recognized. And they just dropped off. So thank you everybody for showing up. I know we ran long. But I appreciate the stories. I appreciate the tips, the advice. I'd like to thank everybody who came out. I'd like to thank Jenny Green for sharing oregano and frankincense for skin tags. Ruth Ann for sharing about the integrity of the company and, you know, helping her to feel confident and sharing it with other people. And those people even coming back and apologizing for their rudeness and for some ways that they may have been rude and calling it voodoo work. It's great when people actually take the time to come back, but it's even better when we can accept that apology and totally understand and respect them for it and for their previous perspectives. Ron, thanks for your suggestion on everybody going back and watching doTERRA Everyday recap of conference on doTERRA Everyday and looking for local events near you. Also, Holly for coming out and sharing about the different ways that this has brought wealth and richness into her life in a number of different areas, from relationships to the richness of health, the richness of personal growth. Of course, with Deanna for sharing what she had with using oils with pets to help a simple little thing with her pet, thanks to having a tearaway sheet that she had been given that has just been laying around. Remember, share information, people. Allows others to actually have access to this. And, of course, Tanya for coming on and sharing, talking about the culture and the impact of doTERRA upon not only its people who are growing the product, but the culture and the impact upon us personally. And ultimately, at the end of the day, isn't that really what it's about? It's the impact. The product is the mechanism, but the impact is the purpose. That's why they call it co-impact sourcing. That's why what we do is we're advocates, because we're advocating wellness to the world and the impact that if you simply are willing to learn about, simply willing to use these oils, you can achieve a quality of life far beyond what you perceive now, far beyond what you can realize now if you're willing to and you're open to simply learning about and using them. And thank you to everybody here who has and is on that journey. Do appreciate you. We'll be back again Monday, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 Eastern, live with another edition of Daily Drop Radio with some fresh information talking about the product themselves. Next Wednesday is going to be our business development and personal development call. And then again, we'll be back here again next Friday with our community testimonial call. And I can't wait till then. Until then, hope you make it a great day. Bye for now from Daily Drop Radio.